Yeah, it was a great campaign. It was very hard from the start, and I suppose we were lucky to pull through in the end. We played Tip in the final, and they're a great team, and we were just lucky in the end.
And that was the culmination. I mean, winning the Munster campaign is the culmination of a lot of hard work and a lot of hard training. And when did you start training?
Well, there were trials early in October, and then when the team was picked, we were training hard from January, I suppose, and everyone was putting in hard work. And then we got through the first round, and then we reached the final, and thankfully we came out the winners.
Good stuff. Did you feel the momentum build from game to game, you know, as you grew in confidence and got to know each other better in the big match day?
Yeah, without a doubt. I suppose it's always hard, like, when there's new girls on the team and they don't know many people, but we all bonded very well and played very well as a team.
It's a big step up too, isn't it?
Yeah, especially from club.
Absolutely. You beat Cavan then, but the campaign came to an end against Galway in a relatively close, it was 5 points in the end, I know, but it was a very high scoring match, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it's always a disappointment when you lose, but it was a step better than last year when we only got to the semi-final, and we did very well on the day. Like, it was only 2 points between us with maybe 10 minutes to go, but then Galway pulled through in the end.
Disappointment, but as you said, it's important to look at the big picture, and you are Munster champions, and that was a great campaign in itself.
Yeah, very good. We were delighted with the win.
Good stuff. And tell me, have you been working with this bunch of girls as the Rebel Oak winners now, this under 18 squad? Do you think, have you moved along together through the underage structures a lot, or has there been big changes in this team and the panel?
Yeah, the majority of us have played all up along since under 14, but every year, I suppose, there's a few new girls. But they always gel well together, so it's great.
And tell me, was it the honour of captaining the side must have been very special to you personally?
Yeah, it was a great honour. And I was very lucky because I play with St. Val's and we had won the county. So I was very privileged. But every player is important as each other, and you just have to take it as it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Most captains will say that, being very humble. And yeah. Maria, working with Robbie Smith and his entire management team as well, there's a lot of people working behind the scenes to help you progress and develop and get the glory that you did.
Yeah, Robbie and Dinny Inright and Marion Cronin and Linda Barry are all great, and they do so much work behind the scenes, and they help us achieve our best results, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. You're Penn now, you're the future of Cork Ladies Football, and Cork Ladies Football is so strong, Maria. The senior success we've seen over the years, it must be real inspiration for you now, because you've grown up and all you've known is senior success.
Yeah, without a doubt. It'd be great, I suppose, if everyone could play on and get the chance to play with the seniors in the future, because Cork Ladies Football is definitely so, very strong. So we're very lucky to play in a county that's very strong in ladies football.
And you're part of the senior panel that are working towards the All-Ireland semi-final now. It's a special time there too.
Yeah, we're in the All-Ireland semi-final now on Saturday week. So that's a big game, and it's great experience just being on the panel.